I don't know. They have them. They have them lined between the engines, sitting lined.
Uh-huh. I'm talking about real big ones that just have special places that you can get on and off of. And except for that, you have to stay on the road the whole time. What do you call those?
I don't know.
Do you know the kind I'm talking about?
I know you kind you're talking about, but I couldn't.
What would you call one?
I couldn't call one.
You couldn't?
No. I ain't been nowhere in so long to this is. I got started to go to Walker. We'll get me hire me somebody to just walk me every day.
Now if on one of the small streets you'd have to wait for a train to go by, right?
That's Ninth Street.
Uh-huh. If it had something over, the train went over you, you went, you know, underneath, what would you call one of those?
A bottom.
Okay.
That's, now that's out there where you go out towards Hamilton Road.
Uh-huh.
That's where I live, out that way.
Uh-huh.
You go up under the bottom of it, and the train goes on top of it.
Okay. And how do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
Well, you can just park them in front of the house.
Okay, what do you call that kind of parking? Do you know?
I don't know. I just park.
Okay. Now what are those things that they hook up the fire hoses up to that you can't park by them?
Fire hydrants.
Okay. And,
you've been that far by one.
Yeah. Now, where would you park downtown? If you had to go downtown, there wasn't a place on the street, where would you park?
Well, they got parking now. They got parking meter light places.
Uh-huh.
There's one there by the post office.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one over on First Avenue that you go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Three floors.
What would you call one of those that has three floors?
It's just a parking place, I think.
Okay.
And you have to park, try. You know, you go in your cars this way. Like that way. Because not looking close to that car.
Now, can you tell me about some different kinds of cars and trucks? Like, not what their names are, not what their brand names are, but, like, what are the small cars that have two bucket seats or just one bench seat? What kind of car do you call that? No.
30s and a 4 in the back.
Yeah, but I
don't. What did you call those, do you remember?
Oh, I don't.
Okay.
I don't even know. I'll get back.
Now, I just got a few more things. Like, I need you to count from 1 to 20 real slowly for me.
Oh, Lord.
Just count to 20.
One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. And what's the number after 26 is what?